Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we're learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis is going to return to the topic of the personal, individual karbonos that are meant to be brought on Yom Tov. Now, before a personal karbon was shechted, the owner was supposed to place his hands on the head of the animal and lean down on the animal. This is referred to as smicha. Now, as the Rambam pointed out in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, when doing smicha, the owner davens. And in the case of a karbon that is brought to bring some sort of a kapar for an avera that was done, he confesses the avera that was done. In the case of a karbon shlamim, then that is brought as a voluntary gift to Hashem, he simply praises Hashem. Now, the Mishnah is going to tell us a machlokas as to whether smicha is done on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Yosef ben Yoezer Omer Shlo Lismoch. Yosef ben Yoezer says that you should not be performing smicha on a karbon on Yom Tov because leaning on an animal is usher on a midrabanon level. As the Bartanura points out, the Chachamim prohibited riding an animal on Shabbos Yom Tov because they were afraid that as a person is riding, may break a branch off of a tree to use as a whip, which is usher on a midaraisa level. Now, this iser midrabanon includes not only riding, but any direct use of an animal's body is usher on a midrabanon level on Shabbos Yom Tov. Now, the act of smicha is therefore also forbidden on Yom Tov, according to him, because the person leans down on the animal with all of his strength, and is therefore basically, essentially, using the animal to support his entire weight. Now, Yosef ben Yoezer holds that smicha does not have to be performed immediately before the shechita of the karbon, or even on the same day. Therefore, when you bring a karbon on Yom Tov, whether it's a shalmei chagiga and so on, smicha must be done the day before. Continuing in the Mishnah, however, Yosef ben Yochanan Omer Lismoch, but Yosef ben Yochanan says no, that you should be performing smicha on Yom Tov because the Chachamim lifted the Isser Midrabanan in the case of karbanos that are actually brought on Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah, these two Chachamim were the first of five generations of Zugos, pairs of Chachamim, who led the Jewish people. The Mishnah is now going to teach us that this Machlokas continued through the five generations. Says the Mishnah, Yehoshua ben Prachi Omer Shlo Lismoch, Nitai Harbali Omer Lismoch. The second generation was Yehoshua ben Prachya, who said that you should not perform smicha, just like Yosef ben Yoezer. And the Nita Ha'arvali says that you should perform smicha on Yom Tov, just like Yosef ben Yochanan. However, then there's a third generation. We have Yehuda ben Tabai Omer Shelo Lismoch, Shimon ben Shetach Omer Lismoch, that Yehuda ben Tabai said that you should not perform smicha, again, just like Yosef ben Yoezer and Yehoshua ben Prachya, whereas ben Tabai said that you should perform smicha on Yom Tov, which is just like Yosef ben Yochanan and Nitai Harbeli. And then continuing the fourth generation, you had Shmaya Omer Lismoch, Avtalion Omer Shalol Lismoch, you have Shmaya and Avtalion. Shmaya said you should perform smicha on Yom Tov, Avtalion said that you should not perform smicha on Yom Tov. Hillel and Menachem lo nechleku. And the fifth generation is Hillel and Menachem. They did not argue about this. As the Bartner points out, Menachem never gave his opinion on this particular area of halacha. Yotza Menachem Nichnas Shammai. However, when Menachem left the Sanhedrin and Shammai entered in his place in the Sanhedrin, then there was certainly a machlokas. We know Shammai and Hillel argued very often, and certainly this is no exception. Shammai Omer Shelo Lismoch, Hillel Omer Lismoch. Shammai said not to perform smicha on Yom Tov, whereas Hillel said to perform smicha on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah concludes by giving the titles of each of the Chachamim who we just discussed. Harishonim, Hayu Nesiim, Mushniim, Lehem Avos, Bezdin. The first ones mentioned in each were the Nesiim. They were the presidents of the Bezdin, if you will. And the second one mentioned were the Av Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin, the deputy, if you will, to the head of the Bezdin. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to teach us that the Talmidim, the students of Shammai, known as Beis Shammai, and the students of Hillel, known as Beis Hillel, they continue the previous machlokas about Smicha and Yom Tov, and they also disagreed about whether the Olas Re'iyah may be brought on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Beis Shammai, Om Beis Shammai says, Mevi'in Shlomim Ve'ein Som Chenaleh. Says Beishama, you may bring the typical carbon shlamim, the shalmei chagiga that was brought in Yantif. You certainly should bring that in Yom Tov. The meat is eaten in there for bring it, but you can't perform smicha on them on Yom Tov, like we said in the previous mishnah, the opinion of Shammai. Avalo olos. However, says Beishama, you may not bring the carbon ola, the olas shrei on Yom Tov, because they are entirely burnt on the mizbech and they are not eaten, and therefore we should bring them after Yom Tov. Uveis Hillon, Uveis Hillel says no. Mevi and Shlamim ve'olos. You bring the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olos Re'iyah. Visomchen Aleihem, and you perform smicha on them on Yom Tov. Again, Uveis Hillel here is also following the opinion of Hillel, who taught us in the previous mission that smicha is performed on Yom Tov as well. Quick review. Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis taught us that there's a machlokas whether you perform smicha on an animal on Yom Tov or not. We saw that there are five generations that, generally speaking, the Nesiim were of the opinion that you should not perform smicha on Yom Tov. The Avos Beis Din were of the opinion that you do perform smicha on Yom Tov. It's just some machlokas that went down five generations, but we really see in Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel it went down six generations as well. The students of Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, also disagreed, number one, about whether you could do smicha on Yom Tov or not. But even beyond that, there was a machlokas whether or not you're allowed to bring the olas re'i on Yom Tov. According to Beis Shammai, you absolutely may not, because it's all burnt, it's not eaten. As opposed to Beis Hillel, says no, you were allowed as well to bring the olas re'i on Yom Tov as well. Have a great day.